Cecil Shorts is in with me on a Wednesday, and the intrigue at NRG Stadium continues yet again. The intrigue continues. We have a couple things this morning to sink our teeth into. So Aaron Wilson says what Cecil Shorts has been saying for a while and what Cecil said Monday on the show, which is there's been no change on Jadeveon Clowney. We're 5 days away from the deadline to give Clowney a long-term deal. Nothing doing. There's no update. There's no deal in the offing right now. So that's in the newspaper this morning. That's the first thing. The second thing, though, Cecil, is more juicy because this is a Mike Florio special. Late last night at about 9 o'clock, the Texans reportedly will not be signing linebacker Jadeveon Clowney to a long-term deal before Monday's deadline, and there's a good reason for that. Per a league source, former GM Brian Gain and current head coach Bill O'Brien disagreed on whether to make a long-term commitment to the first overall pick in the 2014 draft. With Gain now gone, O'Brien's preferred approach prevails. I guess sort of implying that the preferred approach being let Clowney play on the franchise tag. When you see that story, what is your reaction to it?
Not surprised. I think Bill O'Brien is a type of guy that wants to do things a certain way. In my opinion, it's the Patriots way. If you look how the Patriots do things, they just let a big-time guy go to Detroit. What's the defense? Trey Flowers go to Detroit. They didn't want to pay him big. They pick and choose who they want to pay. They pick and choose who they want to stay on their team and not and whatnot. And it's the cheaper route. But I'm not surprised by the story. In my opinion, I don't think that, and I've said this before on air, that Clowney is the type of, I shouldn't say player, but O'Brien looks for a certain type of guy, right? And he doesn't fit that mold. And you got to remember, too, O'Brien was with Clowney since the start of it.
Since day one. Basically, literally.
So he's seen all the immature stuff, everything, and he's seen the good as of late. So to me, it might just be a thing where he's just fed up. Like, listen, I'm tired of this, of Clowney and how, whatever the case may be, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But it's just not surprising. To me, he'd rather have a group of guys that are good rather than one superstar or one star. So you already have your star in Watt. So I'm thinking he'd rather have, you know, a Whitney, a Duke Ejiofor, the guy that is drafted, a group of guys than having two stars like that and spending money that way.
So there's something about Clowney that's not like a Bill O'Brien style of guy for whatever reason.
This is just my opinion. And the worker bee comment came out earlier in the year.
Yeah, that was Peter King in like February.
Earlier in the year. And to me, where there's smoke, there's fire. I truly believe it's something to do with that. That is my opinion.
I agree on the Bill part. I definitely feel you on that. I'm not sure about the Gain part. I haven't really seen any evidence of disagreement between Gain, the former GM, and Bill O'Brien in that. You know, Clowney got the franchise tag in February, and as we've been discussing this week, and really all off season long the last couple of months, there's been nothing. There have been no rumors about a Clowney contract at any point. This is before Brian Gain got fired. This was in February. This was in March. There's been nothing. So I haven't seen any evidence that, I'm talking this offseason, I have not seen any evidence that Brian Gain wanted to sign Clowney and Bill O'Brien didn't. I have not seen that evidence.
Well, let's look back. Has O'Brien has come out, I think, at the combine and praised Tyrann Mathieu about how much he loved him and wanted to bring him back. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Has he ever said that about Clowney?
Well, he didn't. Well,
this offseason.
All right, let's do this. So let's do this in probably a little bit later this hour. We'll play what O'Brien had to say about Clowney specifically at the combine. But let's do Gain first.
Okay.
It's kind of going back over the last year. So Brian Gain wasn't here that long, breaking news, right? Brian Gain was hired 18 months ago. This is what Brian Gain said about Jadeveon Clowney at his introductory news conference January 2018.
It's certainly on the horizon. You know, right now I'm in an evaluative period in terms of studying the roster and studying the team and learning the players in terms of how they performed. So that requires, you know, 16-game film study. Requires a lot of other research and knowledge that I'm trying to gain right now, but certainly a player that's valued by the Texans organization. And in time, as we go through that process, Aaron, we'll arrive to that conclusion.
Okay, so the key words there, and I don't know if you read much into that, Cecil, was on the horizon, those three words. Like, if you were to listen to that, I was thinking, okay, like, this is something that they want to get done on the horizon. Did you take it that way or not?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's on the horizon, I feel like they're working on it. They're trying to feel things out. What does he want? What do we want? And come to an agreement some type of way. At least they're talking is what I got from that.
Yes, the horizon. When the horizon's there, you want to go to the horizon. So yes. It was on the horizon. Well, let's flash forward a few months later. Here's Brian Gain from last summer training camp on Clowney.
Yes. So JD's focus, number one focus was to get healthy. And our job, our number one focus was to get him healthy, and he is now. So we're hoping that will produce dividends for us here in training camp because he's going to be available to us to be out there and to be with his teammates. But these things take time. You know, it's a work in progress. Amicable. They're developing. So it just takes a little time with contracts of such. So
it wasn't quite the same as January, those comments. That was more focused on health. He did say that the talks were amicable and that things would take time.
When was that?
That was last July.
Last July.
So
okay.
Training camp.
Okay.
When they had training camp.
Okay. So, yeah, focus on healthy. That makes sense. It takes time. So, still, there is, to me, there is a sight of we're going to get this. We're going to work on a contract.
Yes.
Between us two. Yeah, so I still see it.
And then basically nothing this offseason. Then this offseason, the people who cover the team, both locally and nationally, have gone with the stance that Clowney is not going to get a long-term contract and he's going to play on the one-year franchise tag, essentially. But I just haven't seen any specific evidence that there was disagreement between Gain and O'Brien on this topic, on Jadeveon Clowney. I haven't personally seen that to say whether Mike Florio is correct about this.
Would you see it, though? Like, would they? Because if they were good friends, if they were tight and they worked together on situations, you're not going to see every disagreement is not going to come out. I'm sure they had disagreements about the draft, about free agency, about this. So I'm sure they were, if they disagreed on it, it wouldn't have come out in a big way. Because they're not two guys that, you know, from what we heard, they were good friends.
Yes.
So they wouldn't let this, you know, break them or whatever the case may be. It's just they had a disagreement on it and how they should go about it. So I don't know if we would hear reports if it was, you know, something like that.
You're right. I can't argue with any of that. I don't have any proof of what I'm saying. I just haven't seen any evidence of it.
Yeah.
You know, like this reminds me, not exactly, but this reminds me a little bit of the whole Brock Osweiler deal, where all the reports after the Brock thing went sour were that, well, Bill didn't really want Brock Osweiler anyway. And I've always been slightly skeptical about that because it makes O'Brien look really good. Like, oh, Rick Smith was the guy who wanted Brock Osweiler. Bob McNair was the guy who wanted Brock Osweiler. Bill O'Brien, he didn't want Brock Osweiler. No, he didn't want Brock Osweiler. Like, that report makes O'Brien look a lot better, the Brock thing. This one reminds me a little bit of that in that where is this coming from exactly? Like, yeah. Who does this make look better? I'm not sure who it makes look better at this point.
Well, let's see. I don't think it makes the team look good. I think it's just more dysfunction.
Yeah, more dysfunction. Yes.
And, you know, I don't know if this is a situation where Kyle needs to step in and like, hey, we got to get this under reins before it gets, you know, a wildfire starts. But it seems like it's less about football, more about, you know, what's going on in the building. Like what's going on with, you know, Brian Gain is gone, so why are we still talking about him? Yeah, that makes sense. They should be moving on and stuff. So,
well, I'll tell you why, because they haven't hired a GM and
true.
they ran this bizarre quote-unquote search where we all assumed they were going after Nick Caserio from the New England Patriots.
Very true.
And then they all of a sudden they stand down, they got tampering charges, then they were taken away, and then the Texans have quietly stopped this search. Like if they had hired a new GM, then I don't think any of this would be a story right now. I think all the focus would be on, okay, where the organization is moving forward. But they haven't done that.
I agree. Now, with that being said, Clowney plays on his franchise tag this year. He's not going to want to play here next year or sign another franchise tag. They don't give him a long-term deal, right?
Yes.
Would you trade him? Well, do you think, because you mentioned yesterday, you think they'll trade him next February, March?
Yes.
Do you think that process may speed up now?
I don't think so because I don't think they can trade Clowney now and still hope to win this season.
Gotcha.
I just can't see that.
What about seasons after that? Because to me, if you let Clowney go, you are hurting your team. There's no way you're helping your team by letting this young kid,
I get it,
star go.
But at least if you trade somebody for a draft pick or two next February or March, you can use those picks immediately to help your football team. That's the difference. That's why I've said that the deadline for trading Clowney this offseason was the first round of the draft. Because if you weren't going to trade Clowney on that day, by then, you weren't going to make this football team better. Mm. And they need to win. Yeah. Like, Cecil, think about this. If they somehow traded Clowney for draft picks right now, what am I supposed to do? O'Brien's in year six. I'm supposed to go into this as what, like a reloading kind of season? That's crazy to me with Deshaun Watson in year three. I can't live with that as a fan of this football team. I can't live with that.
It would be blowing your team up. I feel like if you trade him right now, you're blowing your team up. You're not caring about winning, and then with this schedule at hand,
yes,
it can get bad really quick.
Yes, and then what am I supposed to do if you go 6-10 or 7-9? Am I supposed to say, well, yeah, they traded Clowney, they're just reloading. But the coach is in year six. It's not like the coach is in year one or year two.
It's year six, and you mentioned before how, for whatever reason, O'Brien always looks like he has nothing to do with what's going on. Nothing to do. It's always a GM fault. It's always so-and-so's fault. It's always Gotsi's fault. It's never him. Well, guess what? You go 6-10 this year, you trade Clowney, whatever the case may be, it's on you. And that's it.
It's on you. Absolutely. All right, so we're discussing on a Wednesday morning, Cecil Shorts in for Seth Payne. The report from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, that former Texans GM Brian Gain and current head coach Bill O'Brien had a disagreement over whether to make a long-term commitment to Clowney. And this goes to one of my biggest fears about having O'Brien as a de facto GM and having so much power is I just don't want my head coach having this kind of power over big contracts to really anybody. I think that's giving too much power to the NFL head coach. Mm. Unless you're Belichick, I don't trust any of these 31 other guys to have that kind of power. And Bill O'Brien, for right now, has that sort of power.
That's scary. And like, I don't think he's earned it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He hasn't earned it, and then I'm not even sure he knows what he's doing exactly. It's not a knock on him. But I don't know if he knows exactly what this entails. Like, this, it's a lot to be the GM of a team.
Well, Bill's not a personnel guy. He's a football coach.
So
there is a difference.
And then, to be honest, even Belichick, he has help around him. Like, it's not just him.
He's got Nick Caserio.
He has Nick Caserio. Like,
we don't. He has Nick Caserio.
He has help, so he can focus on football, and that's because he has help around him, people that he trusts. In this situation here, I don't know if it's the same way.
I don't think so either. Boy, that's a great and very simple point. The Texans wanted Nick Caserio so badly. They're running their franchise like the Patriots in that O'Brien has final say over everything, except the guy they wanted is the one that's still helping out Bill Belichick, even if he's doing under duress and even if he wants to leave New England. What a situation we've gotten ourselves into, Cecil. What a situation we've gotten ourselves into. It should be interesting when training camp begins coming up in 15 days.